News.
The high-tech cheats. Cheating is on the up. Have you ever been tempted to cheat in an exam? Last year in the UK, teachers caught 4,400 school students cheating in official exams. Cheating is still a rare occurrence. It only happens in 0.03% of all exams taken. But it is on the up. Examiners have seen a 6% increase since the previous year. The most common offence is smuggling electronic devices, such as phones or MP3 players, into exams. Nowadays, so many students have very small MP3 players that can easily be concealed, or phones with access to the internet. There are even websites that sell specialist gadgets aimed at helping cheats. One website, selling concealed earpieces, contains this testimonial from a satisfied customer. "I'm a student, and last term I had just no time for memorising all the information for the exam. Now I'm a top student in my group. Thank you so much." Clearly, electronic items like these are banned from the exam hall. Daisy, a schoolgirl from London, explains, "They ask you to put all your things in a clear bag and to leave your phone at the front, but I'm sure it's possible to sneak a phone in. It's for people who don't work, who feel they have to cheat." Schools are looking for ways to stop this type of cheating. Concerned schools can buy equipment to detect mobile phone signals and block signals from the exam room. But they are always one step behind the cheats. But is it realistic to stop students using the internet in exams in this day and age? Some schools in Denmark have started allowing students to use the internet during exams. The Danish Education Minister says that exams should reflect daily life, and the internet is a part of daily life. Could this be a smarter way of stopping students from cheating with their mobile phones?